The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to March 2006.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we have a lot of our panel with us, and it's so nice to see all these faces around the table. So let me introduce them to you. To my right, from the Department of Mathematics and Math Education, someone involved in selecting a math method person for our college, it's Professor Jeff Boat.
Oh, blame it on me. Go ahead.
That's right. Yo. How's that search going in a way?
Oh, pretty good. We're interviewing some people. We should be able to make some final decisions by the time this goes to air, actually.
So. Okay. Well, there we go. Excellent. Well, thank you for your hard work. We appreciate that. And LibArts and
working.
EDU, indeed. Now, down the table, still to my right, from the College of Engineering and Science, it's Director of Pre-College Engineering Programs. It's Dan, the Dapset Man Mascio.
Hi, Kathy.
How's it going, Dan?
Good.
That's good. I hear it is Friday. You look like you're kind of glad it's...
I am. We have our Dapset open house tomorrow.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine.
It should be fun. A good time for all.
Yes.
And, of course, then Sunday is... Spitfires Day.
We have to go to the hockey game.
That's right. Windsor Spits.
Ooh,
let's go.
Thank you for reminding me.
I know. We'll talk logistics. Okay. Now, around the table, our maven of media, the man who can understand why black and white film is not painful to your eyes, it's Professor Jerry Kurtzinger.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Oh, it's McDonald Carey.
So are the days. Now, I had a group of Polish architecture students in the mid-90s, and I flat out told them, look, if you don't shoot in color, I will fail you for the rest of the term. You cannot shoot anything more in black and white.
Oh, okay.
Because that was the period where it had made a resurgence of black and white.
True.
And
right,
everyone
right.
wanted to shoot in black and white.
Sure.
And I just told them and a bunch of other students in the class, that cut it out.
Okay, enough. Yeah.
I'm hip to the idea. And I've seen it and done it.
What do you think this is, an REM video?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I told them. And they,
shiny,
and under threat
buildings.
Of failure, they complied.
Big old F hanging
yes,
over the head.
Yes,
well,
you
the grade of Damocles.
The
yes.
land of F.
There it is, the land of F.
I want to live in the hotel in the F hotel.
No, we don't. Now, around the table to my left from the Department of Chemistry, Biochemistry, and what else could we say? Biochemical warfare?
I don't know.
Yes,
don't
it know. Is.
The
it's Professor Matt Mayo.
The building's waging war on us.
Mm-hmm.
She needs help.
Yes, she does.
She's a grand old dame.
I think you should call her, let's see, Typhoid Mary?
Bob Ross actually had the idea to invent a time machine and stop the stock market crash of 29, which basically froze construction at old U of D.
That's correct.
Very long terms.
Yeah.
And we can get the parts we need for our modern plumbing.
Very good. Very good. And finally, from the Department of Philosophy, its chair, but soon to get to leave that chair behind.
Credenza.
That's right. It's Professor.
When I become a credenza, that's correct.
Bolger.
Good to be here.
We're glad you're with us today, Beth.
Not free soon enough. Counting the days.
Pretty soon. And that's when Marty will become chair. The shake, rattle, and roll chair.
I'd hook him into that.
I know. I was going to say, talking about still photographs.
Oh, everybody was running screaming from it as fast as they could.
Indeed.
Which didn't sit very well with me,
I can tell you.
It
didn't.
Got that lasso
around
Marty.
Yeah, but you could. They can't force you to be chair. You can say I'm stepping
I
down.
Did. That's what
yeah.
I did. But
yeah,
I,
Beth
since these are, I mean, none of these people who are people who are unwilling to step up to the plate when necessary. So I didn't quite understand why they were all running from being chair.
Run, but you still can't hide. Temptations, 1971. Okay, there we go.
Well, it's scary. It's a lot of work when you already feel like you don't have enough time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Try trying to get tenure at the same time.
It's a ball of confusion, really.
That's what the world is today. Hey. All right.
I'm bitter. I'm
well,
sorry.
That's okay. This is the show keep where you can send us questions there. About furniture, bitterness, typhoid. Media, math, whatever you'd like to send. And if you stump the panel, you will get the new freshly minted 2006 edition of the Ethics Bowl T-shirt.
It's minty and fresh.
It rocks on.
It is,
on. It is really cool. Minty. It's a good shirt. So you win it if you stump us or you don't stump us. So how can you get a set of questions to us?
You
can do it in a couple of ways. You can email me.
Because you don't get enough email.
I do not. I long for email. I sit and say, please, Lord, let me have 154 new ones. Yes. Which is what I got between yesterday and today, which is amazing. You may fax the professor at area code 313-993-1266 or send it care of the College of Liberal Arts and Education, 4001 West McNichols, Detroit, Michigan, 48221. Now, we had to leave last time when we were nearing the end of a set of questions from Dave Chow of Berkeley, Michigan.
Just how kicked was our asparagus when we...
Yeah, let me see here.
When we left off.
We had just finished question number 15, and you guys had missed two so far.
Oh, we're doing
wow.
Well, we went three. Yes. Excuse me.
So. I love the way you grade.
I know. There we go. Okay. And the last question was the one about what car did the Bears in Yosemite National Park attack? And it was the Honda Civic. Sponsored by the UAW. Indeed.
We'll tell Dave Kochel that if he ever takes a driving vacation.
I'll have to tell him that.
Actually, I won't tell him that, and then just I'll let his car
get
attacked by a bear.
In the back window.
That's it, really. You'll be fine. Don't worry. Okay. Who said, there's something romantic about being a Canadian? We're a relatively unpopulated, somewhat civilized, clean, and resourceful country.
Not Don Cherry.
No, it wasn't. He wouldn't have said it that way.
Was it a prime minister?
No, it wasn't. It's an entertainer.
Mike Myers.
No.
Michael Bolton.
Alanis Morissette.
Donald Sutherland.
The Kids in the Hall.
No. Think
Dave Coulier.
The Reclines. The Reclines. Or Patsy Cline.
Monsieur Jean-Marc Reclinier.
Katie Lang?
Katie Lang. Ah. That's her group, or the Reclines. That's right. Because, you know, she had a great devotion to Patsy. Katie is still good to iron by.
I sat next to her once outside at O'Hare Airport.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we were waiting for a flight, and I was just reading the paper as usual. And people would not, this was about 10 years ago, they would not leave her alone.
Oh,
and I told her, you know, as much as I like your music, I'd hate to be you right now.
I mean,
and she was
awful.
Like, yeah, she says, you know, I'm just going to have to find somewhere else to sit. And she looked for a more obscure place to be, you know.
Oh, how awful.
And I just felt how awful it was not to be able to sit on a ground at O'Hare and just wait for the plane.
Just relax.
And there was no more seats, of course, if you know that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I was
and
scared.
And O'Hare's such a drag to begin. I mean,
thank you. Well, except that one United terminal is kind of cool with the changing lights and sound. I like that. I admit it. It's like walking
on. I always find a Midway.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh.
Nice to avoid.
That's
O'Hare.
True.
O'Hare.
What is the only United States state that was once a kingdom?
Kingdom?
A kingdom.
The Kingdom of Hawaii.
Hawaii.
It is so
Hawaii,
true.
Yeah.
Queen Lililukalani, give me your little brown honey, as the song went after they threw her out of office, but, you know, ransacked the palace.
Don
what
Ho
the
for
heck?
President.
Don yeah, Don Ho for president.
Don Ho for emperor.
Why not?
Don Ho
why
for
not?
King.
Which Detroit automaker was the first to introduce air conditioning in cars?
Packard.
Yes.
Wow.
And do you know, he gives a year here, Dave does.
1937.
That is so close. It's 1939.
What?
Yeah. Good for you, J.R.
Once in a while, you know.
Did you have like a grandpa who owned a Packard?
No, actually, not at all.
Oh, okay. I just wondered.
I know something
of Detroit trivia.
I know something about cars up until about like the beginning of the 70s or so. And then after that, I go out of town, I rent cars, I get stuff like this. I can't remember the last. It was an SUV, a Pontiac something, Torrent or something. I go, what's a Torrent? They go, oh, you'll like it. I couldn't even figure out how to work the dashboard. I'm always like, well, what does this thing look like? Is this a small car? What is it?
Yeah.
You know, I, most of the time, I don't really know what I'm getting.
No, they've got some names now for cars, like get a grip. Yeah.
After you activate it with your iScan ID, you need Chinese algebra to be able to figure out how to set the clock.
Oh, and then I get stuck. I can't get the key out of some little... cruiser thing or something.
What do you drive now?
Oh, I have a
folk guy. I was going to say, Jerry's part of the folk guy generation. Matt, you, myself, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all
tons
folk guy peeps.
Oh
yeah.
How many are at the table? Four?
There's four.
Wow.
It's like the
four out of six.
Car.
And none of us works at Ford.
Okay, we're the oddballs, Beth. What
Ford's,
do you drive?
I love it.
They always say, well, that's what they say.
Mercury Tracer.
Okay, there's
Ford.
A Ford.
So at least it's American.
I was
going
to say Mercury.
Yeah.
I'm so not a car guy. When people ask me what kind of car I have, I say black.
Amishmobile.
It's an Impala. I named him Vlad. Vlad the Impala.
Okay.
I love that.
That's good.
That's cool.
That's good.
Now, which department store was the first in the nation to have air conditioning for its patrons?
Hudson's.
Bergdorf.
Yes. J.L. Hudson.
J.L. Hudson.
And guess what year that was?
It's got to be earlier than the car. Huh?
Yes, it is earlier than the car.
20s.
It is 20s.
28.
21.
Four.
A little low.
25.
A little hot?
I was thinking
24. J.L. Hudson's in 1924. I bet J.L. Hudson's in 1924 must have been so stylish.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine.
I know.
I always love the women that operated the elevators. And my friend used to run the auditorium. We used to do this radio thing on Good Friday there every year. We'd pool all these stations. We'd do 3 hours of like Christianity.
Yeah.
And it was such a cool place.
Oh, it was.
We go walking around Toyland and Candyland. Because he had the keys, you know. It was cool, man.
I've had discussions with one of my grandmothers-in-law who were slightly older than my two grandmothers. Although my grandmothers as well, remembering going shopping and then having what you bought on your doorstep when you returned
home.
Yes,
that it was delivered. My grand talked about that.
I can't even wrap my mind around that.
I know.
Oh, cool.
No, she said that was the greatest thing about shopping in Hudson's, that she would have lunch with her lady friends, and when she got home, there were the fish waiting for her.
Chicken pot pie.
You did that today, they'd be gone.
They did. Stole it.
Well, now you can shop online.
They have great salads at that. Yeah. The movie, The Wizard of Oz, was nominated for 5 Oscars, 1939 as well, which was a great year for film. Mm-hmm. Which one did it win?
Best cinematography.
It wasn't director, because there were two directors.
It wasn't picture
either. It couldn't have been best picture.
No, it wasn't.
They didn't have adapted screenplay back then?
No, they didn't. Think Judy.
Actress. Best actress.
Best song.
Best song. Yes. Original score and song, Over the Rainbow, because that is.
And for those of you who hate black and white, make that film totally in color.
Well, yeah. He said, all right, here's a few bonus questions that are just fun for you, I hope. Does a lightning rod on the top of a church show a lack of faith?
Huh? Ask our clock tower out here.
That's preposterous.
That's how God sends emails. What are you talking
about?
When he talks to the priest.
I don't even understand the question.
Next, he said, do they have burglar alarms at Christian bookstores?
Probably.
Do you think so?
Sure.
Sure they do.
They're not trusting, and they don't want the word of the
Lord. They
want
to keep themselves from sticking their flyers inside the books.
Oh, I love this.
You
is
ever
great.
Run into that?
Yeah. If Charlie is short for Charles, then why do they both have the same amount of letters? Think about it.
Oh, I remember someone whose nickname was Annie, which was longer than her first name, Anne.
Anne, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Thanks again. Respectfully, Dave Chow. Dave, these were great.
Send some more, Dave.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very, very good. And enjoy your life in Berkeley, Michigan. Okay. Our next set of questions deals with cow trivia.
Oh, did you see
And while we think about beef, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. Right. On his right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur B. It's been a long 3 weeks. And on Arthur's right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and the Director of the Learning Center, Kathy Bush.
I'm too tired to say hello.
I know. It's one of those months. Anyway, and on my left, from the Department of History, the chair of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Why, Evan, you must have a whose car is in the way. I just want to get out, but I can't because there's that car in my way.
It's Rosalind Carter.
I've been trying to back up, but I just can't.
She's been hitting my car.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from 2006, featuring the late Professor Kathy Bush as moderator. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return after the holidays with more brand new shows. And we invite you to send in your questions today for broadcast in the new year. But now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor episode from March 2006.
Super Bowl intermission time. We're back with questions from Tim Krosny dealing with cow trivia.
We're talking about the best Saturday Night Live sketch ever, the cowbell sketch.
That's not my favorite.
One of them.
It is a good sketch.
Dan Rather as Julia Child. Or Dan Aykroyd as Julia Child.
I have to admit, though,
I would rather see Dan Rather as Julia Child.
Dan Rather would be really good.
Save the liver.
Okay.
But, yep.
These are questions from Tim Krosny of Canton, Michigan, about facts and trivia about the noble cow. And again, sadly, he does not give us any scale like Dave did. So we're back to 80.
Mm-hmm. There are questions about sacred cows.
I hope there are many sacred cows pile, Dr. Oljor. How many different breeds of cows are there in the world?
Wow.
Lots.
I'm thinking under 100, though.
There are under 100.
I'm not a cow racist, number, Kathy, but... and I really resent the question.
63.
No, that's way low. Way low. I the 100 was so close.
90-something.
91.
920.
Oh, 900.
900.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, yeah, I thought.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. That's what he said, 1,000. Wow. Yeah. There are an estimated 920 different breeds of cow throughout the world.
It takes different strokes to milk the world.
I don't even have that many
Prismacolor pencils.
Wow. I was going to say, that, isn't that amazing?
Jeez. We really stink as an organism. We only have a couple.
I know.
Races, right?
Isn't that amazing? But look at the cows.
Dogs have more. You know?
Race is a social construct anyway.
Actually,
it's not actually a biological.
That's not true. It's a term that has meaning with regard to breed, but we don't use the word breed for ourselves.
Oh, I hope not.
But I know what you mean by what you're saying.
When did the first cows become domesticated? And an estimate here would be fine. These would be people first begin to see.
How old is Elsie?
Elsie from Borden.
1400s.
Oh, no, it's got to be like
10,000 BC.
And no, actually 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
5,000?
5,000 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, think about
it. You couldn't get an Impala, but you could rent a cow or something.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now, who first bought domesticated cows to the New World?
Yeah, because we didn't have any.
Yeah, they weren't here.
Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch. Those are bad cow TV stations. He's an interview this week in Newsweek, if you want to read about him.
I was just in case you had to.
Unless I need an emetic.
This is pre-Jefferson.
Okay.
So,
is it some famous?
Very famous. He gets a parade in some major cities in the U.S. People even get days off school for
Columbus.
Him, that's it. In Chicago, they close the school system. The Columbus Day Parade.
Well, it's a big deal. It's
huge.
A big deal.
There,
it's like
and
big
same in New York.
Italian American thing.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. Never been into it, but
yeah. So Tommy Salepi used to say, "Hey, it's Paisano Day," and that was it. He was so happy because he'd always go to the parade. You know, what and why not? Of all the breeds of American cows, which breed produces the most milk?
Holstein.
That is. It is the fabulous Holstein, the black and white
black
cow.
And white. They also fabulous. Make computers.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. The boxes they're packaged in.
That's right. It is. There is that. How many hours a day do cows spend on an average eating?
12
hours. Does
that hours.
Include chewing their cud?
No, that's a separate count okay. here.
Oh, 11 hours.
Eight.
Oh, you're so close.
Six.
It's 6 hours a day eating, and then how many hours a day chewing cud?
18.
Wow. I think I sleep sometime.
There's a tenderizer in that, you know.
Eight. It is eight. So 14 out of...
Wow.
I wonder, it would be interesting to know how much they sleep.
The other amount?
Well, can you tell? I mean, they sleep standing up, so
that's
I mean,
what
you can
say,
always
so,
tell.
Yeah, how can you really tell if they're awake or not?
Try to tip them over.
Yeah, they don't.
Tip them over.
They don't run after you immediately if they're
did you
asleep.
Cow tipping back an airy dog.
I don't think we ever tried.
Okay, good man.
But I've seen video.
It could get very messy.
They get very
I'm
mad.
Sure.
In my hometown, we're upset it's not an Olympic event.
Oh, really?
Cow tipping.
In New York, did you guys tip
cows? Western New York.
Oh, Western. I was going to say, my God.
Is it like frog gigging, cow tipping? You know?
There you go. A dairy cow can produce how many gallons of ice cream per day?
It doesn't produce ice cream.
Yeah, well,
chocolate cows make chocolate milk. But
their hooves can't even turn the crank, Kathy.
I would say 4 gallons.
Dan, 4.5.
Excellent.
Wow. Dan,
but
are
they
you
don't
like,
produce. They produce
you're
the
right,
milk,
correct.
The fat,
it's frozen.
It's used to make fat sugar protein.
That's it. I was going to say, yeah, little extra
so
sugar
picky.
In there.
Dan is
it's
the dessert
perfect,
expert of the night.
Did you ever see Iron Chef beverage. Where they try to like
yes,
take the
I
ingredient
love Iron
like
Chef.
It's like, well, we've got salmon ice cream and people.
Oh, I know.
Why are you trying to make ice cream out of like kidney beans and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to taste terrible.
I don't know about now. Beth and I both watch them. We have several favorite programs, but I have to admit, Iron Chef is not one of my favorite programs.
It's not anymore.
It I isn't.
The
it's gone
the
really
wore off
bad.
Very
thank you. At first, I was addicted.
In the Iron Chef America,
yeah.
No.
Oh,
we have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
He's on the travel network. It's called No Reservations. Bourdain, Anthony Bourdain.
Oh,
and
yes.
Stuff. And
he's a really famous food
very food
too.
Critic,
he's
yeah.
great. Mm. He pulls no punches.
We're all about Rachel Ray, though.
Yeah,
she's
we're,
our girl.
We're like mm-hmm. Rachel
30
Ray
minute
Call.
Meals.
Absolutely. And when she travels, the $40 a day thing, I take notes from her.
I go, well, Laura, she's eating an appetizer for dinner because she ain't got enough money to make it.
But Rachel picks great appetizers
she
and,
does.
And good brew. Which city of the East Coast was laid out, originally planned by Cowpass?
New York.
Boston.
Boston. It is. Okay. The city of
that
Boston.
That explains the traffic.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Nobody can drive there.
It is. United States of America. Anybody would drive in Boston, like park your car and just get out and use the MTA or do something.
Oh, the bus drivers are yelling at you, sticking your hand, giving you the finger.
Oh,
the streets change
really
names
angry.
Every three blocks. And it's just
everything's circular instead of straight.
What a mess.
Oh, well, you'd love Seattle, too.
Well, what's the average life expectancy of a cow?
28 years.
Very close,
really?
But a little high.
25.
25 years. I never realized they lived that long.
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
Why wouldn't they live longer?
Well, because usually people kill them,
but I assume the question was about the lifespan.
Oh, I see.
Absent human intervention in the form of the slaughterhouse.
Like, honestly, though, I wouldn't have put
Beth, they don't have health insurance. And
there you go.
Eventually, the onset of Kausheimer disease.
Kausheimer's?
Oh, that veal cutlet pretty tough after 25 years.
Oh, indeed. An average cow will stand up and sit down how many times a day? This is, God, Tim, you are so into the cow thing.
Come on, let's just give it to Dan here.
I don't know.
No, Dan, you've been like so...
Yes.
48.
No, that's way too much. You think the big cow's going to stand up and sit down?
Like 10.
Lucky 7.
It's 11.
11.
Okay. You're like me.
That's a lot of weight.
And lazy.
Stop that. You are not.
That is.
Wow. An average cow drinks how many gallons of water per day?
20.
It's a bit more than that. I mean, a little bit more, but that's a lot of water. 28.
That's 7 per stomach.
Is that what it really?
They have 4 stomachs.
That's right.
Gallons. That's a lot of water.
Wow.
Jeez. 6 glasses I can barely handle.
I know. I was like, wow, break that down.
Hook them up to an IV and be done with it.
I was going
to
say these. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of water. Now, cows actually have a sense of smell that is very heightened. And they can detect odors up to how many miles away?
4 miles.
6.
You said 4?
4.
4.5 miles.
4.5. Wow. That's a long way.
Pretty sensitive little schnooters.
Yeah.
As I say, because just to get over the smell of the cow barn is just a lot there.
It's another
how do you determine the age of a cow if you don't know it?
You ask it.
No.
You count the spots.
Not spots, but you do count something.
Cut it in half teeth. And count the rings around its stomach. No.
You do count rings.
Tail?
On the hoof?
On the horns.
Oh, the horns.
So that must only be
four. Cows have horns?
Some cows
do. Some female cows have horns.
Yeah, some female cows do. So I guess it's sort of like reading their horns.
Trees.
Yeah, kind of like that. In what country do cows have their own nursing homes?
Belgium.
India?
Yes, it is in India. Well, no, because certainly they are, you know.
Objects of veneration.
Veneration, yeah.
You don't want to eat the cow. It could be grandma.
Well, sorry about that, Granny, but hook me up. Give it me with the ribs.
I want to see the cow jump on the jitneys when I want
to. Thank you.
That's actually one of the examples in the text I use in ethics about why customs that appear very different do not necessarily mean that there's a difference in moral values. Because we agree that we shouldn't eat grandma. What we disagree about is whether the cow is or could be grandma.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And sorry, but I don't think so, grandma, but otherwise, hook me
not
up.
Not a reincarnation of myself.
True or false, cows can only see in black and white.
True.
False.
It is.
We've got it covered.
It's like ethics and they both called heads. It was like, no, Donald, you got to let one side call. Cows can see in color.
Huh.
So that's interesting.
So I was right.
How do they know?
Although, you know, frankly, we're never really going to know. We know if it works this way, they can see in color.
Yeah, I'm wondering how you would test
don't
that.
Don't cats see in color? They have rods.
Dogs see in grayscale only, don't they?
Dogs have a grayscale. There's a green colorblind.
It's the philosophical inaccessibility of qualia. That's what that illustrates.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, did
she say quaalude? Did she say
No, Jerry.
The subjective introspectable content of a sensation. So like your taste of chocolate. I mean, when you were a kid, did you ever wonder whether like some food that you really hated, if it tasted that way to other people and they liked the taste or if they were tasting something different?
Absolutely.
You're worried about
the
quality.
All the time. Every time we had Brussels sprouts.
It's
an important philosophical question lurking.
How could somebody like this?
I could not eat a Brussels sprout.
It can only become more evident as genetic variation continues.
Well, that depends on whether you think we can give an entirely physical account of these things, and some of us are dualists and believe that we don't have a fairly physicalistic account of these things.
And that'll be fun at the ethics ball. We'll just give out a bunch of pistols.
Oh, yeah, we'll do metaphysics instead of ethics. Which state has the most dairy cows in the U.S.?
Wisconsin.
Of course, Cheesehead Land. But what state has the most beef cows? house.
Texas.
It's true. How did you know that, Gerard? Oh,
Oprah thing, right?
Well, no.
The steaks are so good down there.
I attribute it to going to the NEA last year in San Antonio.
Beautiful city.
It's good. You can get around really easy.
They're in Austin.
I just winged it. I didn't know what was going on with the buses and stuff. And I had no trouble at all. It's great. Great to get around.
No, you just made the comment, great steak, so you've eaten Texas steak?
Oh, I lived in El Paso for 2 years,
and
every Friday I'd reward myself by taking a Scientific American out to a steakhouse and just reading and eating a big big juicy steak.
Hunk of meat.
I don't think I've ever had a Scientific American.
How many squirts are there in a gallon of milk from a hand-milked cow?
There's got to be quite a few.
I was going to say, but yeah, how many squirts?
In a gallon?
In a gallon of milk.
Well, let's
see. Again.
Let's work this out.
How many mil? How many mils is a? How many mils is
a squirt?
No,
let me guess.
How many
here,
gallons? Guess here. Dan,
how many ounces in a tablespoon?
No, don't do this with standard.
76.
Shush.
Mils in a gallon.
I think this is an average pail of milk. Gallon.
At least one squirt is about a milliliter. If you can tell
that's
me
it?
How many mils are in a gallon.
A gallon.
I don't use standard.
I don't know.
Oh, about 3,750.
It's under 350 squirts, they claim here.
350?
350.
Wow.
350
squirts. Oh, so it must be 10 mils per squirt then.
10 mils per squirt. Wow.
But, you know,
it's a Loch Ness monster.
It's a Loch Ness monster of a cow here.
From now on.
Half ounce of squirt, right?
From now on, I'm measuring all liquid volume in squirts, millisquirts.
Yocto squirts.
Okay, true or false? More people are attacked by cows than by sharks.
True. Yes,
true.
That is true, which is really kind of surprising to me.
I'm going to guess it's because we live on land.
The voice of reason.
Well, that's true. That is true that they blame it on the shark, and it wasn't the shark.
Although there's a great scene in Into the Blue where this, well.
Man, I got to see that.
Chick gets a big chunk of her leg taken out by a tiger shark. It's awesome.
Mm.
Really?
Ooh.
Well, that's chick leg. You know?
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, it's Paul Walker proving that, yet again, that he can't act his way out of a paper
bag.
But
Jessica Alba.
Good I was going to say, there you go. There you go. Okay. True or false, the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 really happened because of the cow kicking over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was true.
I'm going to say false.
Apparently false. True. False.
Give me one answer.
False.
True.
Jerry wins. It's false. It was Mrs. O'Leary herself who was the culprit.
Oh, she kicked over the lantern.
She scapegoated the cow.
She dogged that cow.
You're just
she
a couple prepositions
him.
Away from calling her a cow in the statement.
That's right.
I mean, it probably is just a game of telephone.
In 1997, the Chicago City Council, after looking into the matter with historical and forensic evidence,
there you go.
Passed a resolution
talking about cold case.
Exonerating her cow as a culprit.
It only took three interviews,
but
Dan.
The cow they indicated should be known as innocent. That they believe that she's the one who was sadly intoxicated and knocked over the lantern that
and the
started.
The cow wasn't intoxicated.
Well, you know,
blood alcohol test.
Cows can't be criminally liable for anything.
I was
going to
say thank you.
Only in Chicago
only
would they actually
they
think it necessary
this.
To pass a resolution.
Chicago cops are never satisfied. But let us thank our panel, Professor Boat.
An utter travesty of justice.
Utterly, indeed. Professor Maggio.
Ooh.
Okay, Professor Kurtzinger.
All the black cows were good as a kid.
They were. Professor Mayo.
I think the veal died of loneliness.
It did indeed, Professor Oljar.
I don't have a cow thing to say, so I just have to say goodbye.
Just say, don't have a cow. And now this...
Don't have a cow, dude.
There we go. Now this word...
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, ask the professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Communication Studies Department Radio Studios on the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced, witnessed, technically directed, and thoroughly adult supervised by Michael Jason. And our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go Titans!
And we're back next week with another edition of Ask the Professor. So please plan to join us.